Czech troops may stay in Afghanistan until the end of 2014. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra, who is in the United States on a working visit, said he would ask the Czech parliament to extend their mandate by another 24 months, as their current mandate will expire by the end of this year. However, the opposition has criticized Mr. Vondra for announcing his plans without a prior debate in the lower house. Jan Richter has the details.
The Czech Republic now has around 600 soldiers serving in NATO's mission in Afghanistan, down from some 700 troops present in the country in 2011. The Czechs run the provincial reconstruction team in the Afghan province of Logar, and the Czech presence includes a chemical and biological protection team, a unit which trains helicopter pilots for the Afghan military, a field medical team, as well as a special forces contingent. Their current mandate will expire by the end of the year, which is why Czech Defense Minister Alexander Vondra announced on Tuesday he would ask the country's parliament to extend the troops' mandate by another 24 months. Speaking in Washington ahead of talks with U.S. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, Mr. Vondra said training local units will remain the Czech troops' main focus.
I expect that in the spring I will ask the government and parliament to approve another two-year mandate for our troops. Now, I'm not ready to talk about numbers, but I suppose our helicopters might yet go back, as our special units are only staying until the end of the year. I think we will keep focusing on training. That's the most important thing, because that's the prerequisite for the Afghans to take care of their own security.
The issue is likely to be a controversial one on the House floor. If agreed by the coalition government, the minister's request should be approved by the Czech lower house, where the coalition parties have a majority. But the opposition says Mr. Vondra is giving Czech allies in NATO a carte blanche. Jan Hamáček is a Social Democrat MP and the party's shadow defense minister.
We are very concerned about this statement because we think that such important statements should be made after a thorough debate at least in the parliament. And this wasn't the case, and this is in a way a carte blanche given by Minister Vondra to our allies and to the Afghani government. And I think that we would rather expect him to come with a proposal how the Czech army should gradually hand over its tasks and responsibilities to Afghan security forces. So he should come out with an exit strategy for the Czech army from Afghanistan.
At a meeting with the U.S. Secretary of Defense in Washington on Tuesday, Minister Vondra would also like to finalize a deal that would allow Czech companies to compete for U.S. military contracts. Mr. Vondra will also meet with several American lawmakers, including Republicans Richard Lugar and John McCain, as well as the Democrat Carl Levine, during his two-day visit to the United States.
Thanks there to my colleague Jan Richter on the plans by the Czech defense minister to extend Czech involvement in Afghanistan, as well as about the defense minister's working visit to the United States. If you'd like to comment, if you have an opinion on Czech involvement in Afghanistan, please write to us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz on the internet.